News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
I want to turn to the issue of homework. The Oireachtas Petitions Committee will today discuss a petition to eradicate homework in primary schools. So should children up to and including 12 years old become homework free? Maria Doyle is president of the Irish Primary Principals Network and she joins us now. Maria, do you welcome this petition?
Good morning. Well, I certainly do welcome the conversation because it's very much overdue. IPPN, I suppose, would have mooted this a number of years ago, in fact. And when we did, it was met with all sorts of derision, which is very interesting in our conservative world that we live in here in Ireland, you know. But we have to look at why we have and the purpose of homework in schools. And, I mean, it has outgrown what the traditional view of homework used to be. We all remember coming home with reams of writing, loads of sums to do, and little else, and we never considered reading homework. Anything that wasn't something we had to sit down and attend to in written format was never homework. That day has well passed, and I think most forward-thinking schools nowadays, and we in IPPN certainly would be advocating for this, are looking at homework in a wholly different way. For instance, I know of many of my colleagues in schools who are actively encouraging children to do active homework, which means they literally have to get out and do some activity like skipping, running, jumping, you know, walking, anything like that, because of the sedentary lifestyles and indeed the fact that these children are spending so much time on, you know, media.
Okay. Are you saying get rid of homework?
No, I wouldn't be saying get. I would be saying look at doing your homework differently, and I'll tell you why. Certainly, I wouldn't be doing what we have always done, the traditional homework. But we need to be realistic here. And children, particularly in senior classes in school, need to develop skills around study, and because they have to prepare for second level and indeed third level.
Yeah.
So that needs to be done.
Yeah,
so
that's
to be independent.
That's the point. We were arguing about it earlier on here on the programme. I was saying I absolutely hate homework. It's the biggest source of tension in our house. I dread it.
Mm-hmm.
Paul was making the argument that he said, what about when kids go to secondary school? Don't they need to prepare to learn how to study? So how do you get that balance between those two?
Well, this is where you develop the independent thinking skills. First of all, when you start a child off in junior infants, the first thing a parent is going to ask, and this is my experience as a junior infant teacher for a very long number of years, when are they getting homework? Would you believe that? And this starts the day they start on the 1st of September.
This is parents asking.
But
that's like turkeys wishing for Christmas.
It's turkeys and Christmas. I'm a principal myself, and I can tell you the days my children came home with no homework, I would applaud.
Oh,
and
hallelujah.
I would be jumping around
at
the garden. But really, what we have to look at is what form of homework. Now, every single school has a homework policy, which must be constructed with parental involvement. And it never ceases to amaze me that parents don't have a bigger say in what format this homework takes. In other words, what do the children enjoy doing? And what is it there for? It used to be there, you see, so that home knew what was going on in school. Now, I think that day that ship has sailed, because now what children need to be doing at homework is project work, research, that type of thing, you know, where children are given tasks to do where it's not an extension of, or worse again, work that wasn't addressed in school, which actually did happen in the past. Now, I'm going back a fair bit here.
Okay, so more project kind of oriented stuff, which I suppose does help them in terms
of...
Because I was making this argument here, we were round about it before, or debating it before we came in here, and I was saying the homework kids do does not prepare them for studying,
no.
But certainly that project work, if to do a project on the Celts or something, that does prepare you for studying.
Or even, look at building your volcano. You know, that type of thing where you have to go out and find materials and do a bit of construction, that in itself is developing different skills in children. And also, do you know what it's doing? It's meaning that parents have to be actively involved in what the children are doing. Now, there's another very important part to all of this with homework. Many of our children coming to our schools simply don't have a space to do homework. And I'm talking there about children coming from disadvantaged backgrounds where there's overcrowding, children in homeless situations, where there's no space and quiet space for children to actually sit. And a third very important thing here is the art of sitting with a child and just reading. you know, where you do a paired reading piece, sit down with a child, open a book, you read a piece, they read a piece, or collectively both of you read, listen to a child's reading, that is pure homework,
okay.
And that develops
okay.
far better.
Maria, just final point, because we're just out of time. What you're advocating seems to be very similar to what they do in Finland, which is
yes.
kind of widely regarded as probably the best education system in the world. Will we get there? Are teachers on board for that kind of thing?
Yes, I think so. I think teachers have a different view on because of what they're experiencing in terms of the children sitting in front of them. And an awful lot of this came about, I think, really, when we introduced so many and welcomed so many of our special needs children into classrooms, because we had to differentiate so much for homework that it was, you know, because of the different levels of learning that were required from children in the classrooms.
Yeah.
That a huge amount of time was being spent the next day, you know, correcting that and addressing that, and it was eating into teaching learning time, and nobody wants to see that either. So
okay.
I think it's time, it is very much time, and I welcome the discussion.
I couldn't agree with you more. Maria Doyle, President of the Irish Primary Principals Network, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. We've been running a Twitter poll on this today, asking if homework should be banned for primary schools. So far, 56% say yes, 44% say no. You can vote on that on Breakfast NT. I think what Maria was saying there was a little bit more nuanced than that. Certainly change it radically, but certainly the old type of homework should be gotten rid of. Okay, back in a moment on News Talk Breakfast with Paul Williams and Shane Coleman.